from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. One way to clear up the backlog of passport applications in the view of Timmins James Bay New Democratic MP Charlie Angus is an office in northeastern Ontario. He observes that the government is sending people from here to offices in Thunder Bay, Toronto, and Gatineau, Quebec to get their passports in time to meet their international travel plans.
It's just not fair for people in northern Ontario to have to drive to Thunder Bay to get their passport printed or Gatineau. We need to have service in northeastern Ontario. We need to get this backlog dealt with quickly.
After passport offices being closed for 2 years of the pandemic, Angus says the feds were caught flat-footed when travel restrictions were pulled back. Corey Robin is running for re-election to one of the four seats on City Council for Ward 5. Infrastructure and growth for the city are his priorities, with more industries and people coming to Timmins. At the ward level, he continues to promote safety from minor things like painting road lines every year.
But to larger things like making sure our underserved are served so that we have a better sense of safety in the downtown core and safety for everybody in Ward 5.
Robin won't outright endorse Michelle Boileau for the mayoralty, pending other candidates coming on board, but he says he gladly gives a glowing character reference to someone who is wonderful to work with. Even if you disagree with her, he says, Boileau is always willing to sit down and work with something. Expect Rock Wissell's name to also be on the ballot in October to return for a second term as Timmins councillor for Mountjoy Township and All Points West. The Ward 1 councillor tells Country 93.1 News that he still has work to do to make a difference. He admits to having thought of running to be mayor, but he thinks he can do more as Ward 1 councillor, and he has told Michelle Boileau he will support her for the top spot.
I've worked with Michelle for the last 4 years. We sit on quite a few committees together. She's more than capable of doing a job. Having somebody totally different put their name down might be a surprise to everybody, but right now I support Michelle and her effort to become mayor.
The election for council members and school board trustees is Monday, October 24th. The British Columbia Wildfire Service says a blaze northwest of Lytton has grown to 500 hectares. The fire first ignited last night, and firefighters are battling it from both the ground and the air. Video footage from this morning shows active flames with smoke on the hillside near Lytton. Another wildfire a year ago last month destroyed much of Lytton and killed two people. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.